آپ SBS اردو کے ساتھ ہیں۔
اکثر آپ نے سنا ہوگا کہ دنیا کے کئی ممالک سے اور خود پاکستان سے لوگ آسٹریلیا میں مستقل سکونت اختیار کرنے آتے ہیں، لیکن کیا آپ کو معلوم ہے کہ چند ایسے افراد بھی ہیں جو آسٹریلیا چھوڑ کر دوسرے ممالک میں بس جاتے ہیں؟ آسٹریلیا سے تعلق رکھنے والی گیبریل برنزمیڈ نے اپنے آبائی ملک کو 8 سال پہلے خیرباد کہا اور اپنے شوہر اور بیٹی کے ساتھ پاکستان جانے کا فیصلہ کیا۔ گیبریل کا SBS اردو سے گفتگو میں کہنا ہے کہ یہ فیصلہ مالی صورتحال کو دیکھ کر لیا تھا، لیکن اب جو پیار اور محبت انہیں اپنے گھر والوں سے پاکستان میں ملتی ہے اسے دیکھ کر وہ اب آسٹریلیا واپس نہیں آنا چاہتی۔ گیبریل کا کہنا ہے کہ لوگوں کو میڈیا پر پاکستان کی منفی تصویر دکھائی جاتی ہے جو درست نہیں۔ یہ انٹرویو انگریزی میں ہے۔
It's my husband's already there actually skiing in Gilbert, but it's incredible. It's beautiful. It's so vast and so many geographical changes along the way. So yeah, it's a beautiful place.
And if you like to comment that just your own experience, you mentioned that nobody has asked you to wear a headscarf or a dupatta, as yes. they say in Pakistan. So yes. what has been your experience as a woman in Pakistan? Because generally there's a perception that it's a conservative society. So of course women are required to follow those conservative rules or the cultural norms. What has been your experience so far?
Well, my experience has been very mild. I mean, obviously you try not to offend people. So the funny thing for me is the fact that legs and arms you shouldn't show, but if you wear a sari you can show your tummy, which I find quite strange, but there you go. So I try not to offend, which means like I wouldn't go out and in a pair of shorts, because that would offend people. But at the same time, my husband's family is not at all conservative, so I never have to wear a headscarf or anything like that. And I just, obviously my clothing style has changed since living here, because, you don't wear sleeveless things, you don't wear tank tops. You cover the arms and the legs a little bit. They couldn't believe how much he liked me. I shouldn't say that. I've always been a little bit unusual, always like had these artistic tendencies, and they just loved him. They do love him. They thought he was great, and they thought he made me so happy. I think that's what they noticed immediately. We had a very easy and happy relationship, and they especially loved when my daughter was born. Like, we were totally 50-50 parents. We had a few incidents when we moved in together, because my husband was brought up in a very different way, where people cooked his food and people washed his dishes. And I made it very clear that I wasn't doing that for him. So we did it 50-50. And I used to really enjoy the food he cooked, because he would call his mother up and ask her how to make dal or how to make keema aloo. That's mince and potatoes. And so one day he did a big cook, and he made a great big pot of dal, and he put it in containers, and he was going to eat it for the week. And I very quickly opened the cupboard and knocked all the containers on the floor. So there was dal all over our kitchen floor. And my husband looked at the mess, and he just walked into the lounge room, because he had no idea how to clean it up. And I just remember that day, because after that he always cleaned up. So, yeah, they thought he was great.
Now, what would you like to tell the people who might be listening to you on this podcast or reading making this decision after these years? What would you like to say?
I'd like to say that you should never assume too many things about a culture that you don't understand, because things look so different from, the way Pakistan is portrayed as, being filled with danger and violence. It might be some people's experience, and I'm not saying it isn't, because I'm sure it's here. But I think, the beauty of this culture, the beauty of the way people rely on each other and look after each other, is you can never underestimate it. One of the things that strikes me most is the way that old people here are taken care of by their children, and, you know, valued and looked after, like great aunts, grandparents, great grandparents. And the same the other way around, like, you know, families live together, they look after each other. And I think that's partly because there's not an economic protection from the government. You know, families have to look after each other because no one else is going to. But it's very beautiful. And I think, you know, if when you assume too much about a culture without understanding it, you can just make judgments which might make you less curious to understand, like, how it works or the beauty of it, which you only understand after you've lived in it happily for a long time. That's what I'd like to say.
Okay, and when did you start painting? And then since you went to Pakistan, you just decided to move over to arts and not focusing on novel anymore?
Well, no, I still write. But I think there's something exciting about Karachi which makes people want to paint. I'd always painted a little bit, like as an amateur, but when I got here, I just, so there was that. There's something exciting in the air which makes you want, the colors are so bright, and there's a level of excitement, and it's windy, I don't know what it is. And the other thing is, art supplies are very affordable here, because, you know, everyone paints. So I started painting, and then I just couldn't stop. So I do write still. In fact, I'm writing a book about my experiences here, but the painting is the love of my life.
Okay.
And it was easy because I could find artists, and I learned from them, and I actually went to Indus Valley here, and the art community has been very, very welcoming to me. Like, I've done performance art, I've had exhibitions, I've been in group shows. It's very vibrant, and it's very exciting to be part of.
If I again ask you the first question, because that was very elaborate, but if you would like to summarize it, yeah. Now as you know when you start telling the story, then you're able to get into the moment. So I believe now you are right there. So if I like to summarize again, yeah. And ask you the same question again, that why do you think you made the choice, then now would you like to describe it?
So, can you ask that question again? Sorry.
Yes. Why you made the choice of moving from Australia to Pakistan?
Well, initially it was an economic choice because my husband's family is established here, and it was an economic choice. We couldn't afford to look after our daughter properly and do art the way we wanted to, and once we came here, we were able to. And now that we're here, it's much more than an economic choice. It's, we feel like we belong.
Pakistani bahut pyar karne wale log hain aur ek dusre ki bahut izzat karte hain. Gabriel ka mazid kehna hai ki unhe Karachi bahut khoobsurat lagta hai aur usi ko dekh kar unhe painting ka shauk hua.
And the lockdown, because Pakistan faced another coronavirus wave. So how's that experience compared to Australia? I mean, there have been deaths, but very limited, and there are lockdown. And compared to Pakistan, there are like few people compared to Karachi, where it's the size of Australia population as well. So there are vast differences. But what was your experience too?
It's been pretty wild, actually. Like, there's been a lot of sickness and a lot of death. Everyone knows people who've died and who've been sick. But it's also been quite chaotic. So I think it's actually less patrolled than Australia. So, people sort of go out and about, but everyone wears a mask and schools are closed. I think... There was for a while public transport was closed, but I think it's all back on now. People are quite careful. Everyone wears a mask. The figures here don't seem to be moving up or down. They're just sort of constant at around, I think, it's around 2,000 cases a day, 2,500 cases a day. And there is talk of a vaccine, but as yet, there are very few vaccines available so far. So We just stay home and do very little, actually. That's been it. Like, restaurants are open, but you have to eat outside. And, yeah, there's been very little social interaction or anything like that over the past year. So I think everyone is a little crazy, like, you know, feeling isolated and sort of sick of the situation. But what can you do?
If you talk about future, this is my last question. What do you have, your plans? You plan to continue staying in Pakistan, or you never know? You know, someday you might decide that, you know, let's go back to Australia.
That is a great question. It's a great question. At this stage, we're still here. I would like to be closer to my parents in the future because, you know, I've been here 8 years and that's a long time to be away from the family. There are also things to think about with our kids because most children here have to go overseas for university. I mean, there are really good universities here, but, you know, the thing that tugs at my heart is I wouldn't want to be here without my children. So probably in the next 5 years, we'll think about making a move. Like, for the sake of education and for my... Because I think it's my turn to be with my family now as well.
Great. Thank you so much, Gabby, for talking to SBS Urdu.
Talib, it's such a pleasure. Anytime.
Aap SBS Urdu ke saath hain.